Joe Biden recognizes parents of Tyre Nichols during So Too, No Words Describe Grief of Losing a Child. By Amy Furr on February 7, 2023. The parents of Tyre Nichols, the man who died 3 days after being stopped by Memphis police officers, were recognized Tuesday during President Joe Biden's, D, State of the Union address. Joining us tonight are the parents of Tyre Nichols. Welcome. They had to bury Tyre last week. As many of you personally know, there's no words to describe the heartache or grief of losing a child, he told the audience. The president continued. But imagine if you lost that child at the hands of the law. Imagine having to worry whether your son or daughter came home from walking down the street, playing in a park, or just driving a car. Most of us in here have never had to have the talk. The talk that brown and black parents have had to have with their children. Bo, Hunter, Ashley, my children, I never had to have the talk with them. I never had to tell them, if a police officer pulls you over, turn your interior lights on right away. Don't reach for your license. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Imagine having to worry like that every single time your kid got in a car. 5 Memphis officers were charged with second-degree murder. Among other charges, in connection with Nichols' death, which occurred on January 10, Breitbart News reported January 27. The 29-year-old had been pulled over for reckless driving. Police body camera footage shows the beating and officers telling the young man to get on the ground. When he does, he tells them, "All right, okay, all right." The officers later used a taser on him before he ran. A street camera recorded the officers allegedly punching and kicking him, per Fox 35. The officers were identified as Demetrius Haley, Tadarius Bean, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills, and Justin Smith, whom the police department later fired. During his speech, Biden added, "Here's what Tyre's mother shared with me when I spoke to her. When I asked her how she finds the courage to carry on and speak out, through faith in God, she said her son was a beautiful soul and something good will come of this."